Track 7, and now we have some more news stories. A popular nightclub for the over-60s in Dawlish is providing a hit with dancers and charities. Launched in April, the monthly club gives the older population a chance to strut their stuff on the dance floor at the Strand Centre. But the £2 admission fee is also used to help local good causes. In June, the club donated £100 to Dawlish Action of Youth, and the same amount has been handed to Dawlish cancer support group, the Sunflower Bunch. Club organiser and founder, Carol Tamlin, presented the cash to Bunch member Meg Salter. The nightclub runs on the first Tuesday of each month from 6:30pm to 8:30pm and regularly attracts up to 50 people. Former town councillor Carol came up with the idea after working on projects to tackle loneliness. She said, "It's a fun evening and a way to socialise and exercise. It's a chance to get together, enjoy some music and dancing for a few hours."
Newton Abbott's new MP has disputed claims that changes to traffic in the centre of the town will kill off local businesses. Liberal Democrat MP Martin Wrigley says the new layout will be a boost for the town. The third of seven phases of the scheme is due to start on Monday. The aim is to widen and resurface footways, make pedestrian crossings safer, upgrade a bus stop, add more public seating and plant new trees. Supporters say it will make the area cleaner, safer and more attractive for shoppers, but opponents point to the loss of parking spaces as a disaster for trade. More than half of the on-street parking around Queen Street will be axed, and there will be no on-street parking at all between Courtenay Street and Albany Street. As then leader of Teignbridge Council and chairman of the Highways and Traffic Orders Committee, Mr. Wrigley was an outspoken advocate of the new layout. Since being elected MP, he has relinquished both roles but remains a staunch supporter of the project. He said, "Change is difficult and I really sympathise with the traders. It's an issue for the traders and I fully understand that. Teignbridge is doing everything it can to help traders through the process, and at the end it will be better. I get emails from people who say they are really looking forward to it. It's going to be much easier to move around with wider pavements. It will be a nicer shopping experience. The aim is to have a place where people will shop and stay and spend more money rather than driving through, failing to find a parking space and going somewhere else." He disagreed with claims that losing parking spaces would kill off the town centre. He said, "What we are doing is removing through traffic, not removing parking."
Call for investigation into decision over the town site. A heritage charity is calling for an investigation into the hasty and ill-informed decision to demolish a historic Newton Abbott site. Save Britain's Heritage has expressed concern and has written to the chairman and managing director of Teignbridge District Council, calling into question the decision-making process at a crunch meeting on the fate of the Bradley Mills site in Newton Abbott. The charity is concerned that councillors were rushed into a hasty and ill-informed decision that will ultimately shortchange the people of Newton Abbott. Key facts were also misrepresented or absent from briefing packs given to councillors at the full council meeting on July the 30, the charity says. Henrietta Billings, director of Save Britain's Heritage, said, "We're concerned about a range of issues relating to the decision-making process around this highly controversial decision. We remain confident that the buildings at Bradley Lane Mills, some of which have only been vacant since 2022 and others which are still occupied, would make a fantastic addition to a much-needed housing development on this site, as our alternative vision showed. We believe councillors should not be rushed into hasty and highly controversial decisions about demolishing their heritage buildings." But the newly appointed leader of TDC, Councillor Richard Keeling, says Newton Abbott needs housing. Councillor Keating said it's costing us £18,000 a month of taxpayers' money just to keep the property as it is. So it was a difficult decision to make. I've been talking about this for 6 years to balance the books so we don't increase council tax and other fees and charges. We have to make the difficult decision on assets that we own, and one of those assets is the Bradley Lane. We want to see housing there. It's as simple as that. We have approval for demolition, but we won't be knocking down every building that's there. Those buildings that can be saved will be saved. Those that are suitable for housing will be used. And there's an architect's sketch of what the site could look like.
Teenagers terrorise town centre. A group of teenagers are suspected to be behind a series of vandal incidents who are terrorising Dawlish residents. Victims of the activities say there is a gang of hooligans causing mayhem, mainly around the town centre area. Residents are being urged to report all incidents to police. Over the space of 3 days, the gang of up to six, thought to be aged between 12 and 15, have been involved in smashing glass, throwing eggs and kicking at doors. Last night, one house in High Street was targeted by the youths who threw milk on the drive. When the house owner reprimanded them, one of the gang threw a bottle on the ground, smashing glass across the driveway. They returned a short time later and threw eggs at the windows. The incident has been reported to the police. On the same night, a resident in Lawn Hill said they had been launching stuff at my front door. They have been seen in the Barton Crescent area. There have been further reports of attempts at shoplifting, but when confronted, the teenagers did put some of the items back. More residents have reported eggs being thrown at windows. One had a dog bowl thrown at their property twice. And there have been numerous reports of youngsters hitting front doors. Town Councillor Rachel Hardy urged anyone affected to report it. She said, Dawlish Town Council is in touch with police and pushing to get more police on the beat in Dawlish. The more people reporting antisocial behaviour like this, the better.
The Teignbridge Garden Club's summer show gets underway next weekend. The Methodist Hall in Bovey Tracy will be open from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, the 24th of August, for Bovey Tracy Garden Club's summer show. Residents of the town are invited to display flowers, fruits, vegetables and homemade produce. Entry forms and schedules can be collected from Cottage Tea Rooms, Timothy John's Hairdresser and the Riverside Centre.